Welcome to the second installment of In the Garden of His Imagination. This is David Perry. What follows here is a short essay that awakened me in the wee hours of morning a few days ago when it began telling itself to me after revisiting a deeply symbolic portrait of my grandfather and explaining it to a friend the night before. I had made the portrait many years ago, shortly after my grandmother died. My grandpa was slowly beginning to fade away in her absence, and the empty chair, her empty chair, just to his right, symbolizes that place where she used to be, next to him. I may have been his grandson, but I was also his student, ever fascinated by the mysteries he held within his weathered hands, veiled eyes, and unapologetic silences, ever eager for any telling glimpse of that complex road he was navigating into old age, well ahead of me. This is where that unfolding story led me. I've been watching you. I know, it does sound kind of creepy when you say it out loud. But it's not meant to be creepy. I watch because I think you're brave and wise. Because even though you don't always feel like it, you're still beautiful. I watch because I want to learn. Because you are navigating your way so gracefully through a stony landscape and along craggy paths. That beautiful and at times cruel world of diminishing choices that I know I too will need to walk, learn to navigate. Soon enough. I have watched you swallow, bite after bite, your former rather indomitable pride. I've seen you acquiesce as others, somehow convinced of their own profundity and importance, slight you, ignore you, step around you, sometimes even dare to look down upon you. As if! Having watched you now over time, I know just as you do, that they wildly underestimate you, that they don't have a freaking clue who you are, who you were, what you've accomplished, what you've failed at, what you understand, what you've managed somehow to survive. It has begun for me too now, that same pathway you've been traveling, where I too will become, will continually grow increasingly irrelevant in the eyes of others who are all so busy scurrying, ever so importantly, toward their goals and affirmations, toward security, toward wealth, toward recognition. I hope you don't mind. I just want to learn something, anything really, about how you do it, how you embody such dignity in the face of indignity. I want to watch, study, admire you, your path and cadence, your choices. After my grandmother passed, I watched my stalwart grandfather slowly fade away from the world we had both once occupied. He left bit by bit. I watched the sadness within his gaze as it stood its ground, took its rightful place beside the confidence and pride his living had earned him. One day I listened to a vibrant middle-aged woman I adore talking about him while he sat within earshot. That blustery spring afternoon when I had to remind her that he was sitting right there. "Oh, he doesn't know what I'm saying," she chided back at me defensively, rolling her eyes. I looked over at him then, anxious for him, for his feelings, his diminishing ego. Without giving away a thing, he raised his eyes to mine, held them, and then winked. He knew. And he knew I knew. I struggled to choke back tears, needing to show my respect, honoring his silence by keeping to mine. My granddad didn't miss much, you see, and he heard everything, every damn thing. That same woman, whom I still adore, cannot now remember what she had for breakfast or which way the bathroom is. She doesn't even recognize me some days. Like my grandfather, she too is fading away. Unlike him, her dementia provides blessed immunity from many of the indignities his remaining acute awareness demanded of him daily, even after he was well down that path of physical diminishment. Unlike him, she doesn't know. She can't even fathom such knowing anymore. I watch her nonetheless, taking what cues her living can offer. I watch her husband, my dad, Grandpa's youngest son. All of them have found themselves walking this path before me in their own unique ways. Each of them remains beautiful to my heart, and none of them is at all irrelevant. Not to me. I have watched them closely, studiously, looked to them as I now look to you, because you, whether you know it or not, light the path ahead for at least some of us who watch and follow. Because you've managed to navigate your way so gracefully through the stony landscape and all these craggy paths, this beautiful and at times cruel world of diminishing choices that I too will need to walk, learn to navigate soon enough. You've been listening to David Perry. I hope you enjoyed this collection of memories, and I hope you'll come back for more.